Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about remembering to do good and taking a look at different things throughout the scripture that God says we ought to remember. Examples of those biblical characters who remembered the things that God wanted them to remember. And today we're going to focus in on talking and praying about remembering to pray for others. And Ephesians 1, verse 16, Paul writes and says, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." The Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Now, we recognize that righteousness of a person is only possible through Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not even one. And Jesus is the only one who lived on earth, walked this earth, that lived a righteous life. But we can be declared righteous when we are clothed with Christ. And so we find that there's powerful prayer that we have as a gift, not just for ourselves, but as with most of the gifts God gives us, they're primarily designed for others. God wants to use those gifts through us to encourage others, to comfort others, to help others, to lift others, to strengthen others. And in the doing of all of that, we ourselves are comforted, we're lifted, we're strengthened. We find that it's in putting those gifts into practice that not only do we benefit, but those around us benefit. And so as we remember to pray for others, we take the time, we make the opportunities available to not only just say, "I'll pray for you," but to actually do it. And one of the best ways to do that is when a need becomes known, is to pray. And whether you're together and you pray with them right there, or whether you hear of it and you stop and you pray. But as you become aware, rather than simply saying, "I'll pray for you," you'll pray. So go through social media, and there'll be different times people will have needs that they express in their social media post, and sometimes specifically asking for prayer. And we remember to pray for others when we pause and we pray, rather than simply telling ourselves, "I need to pray for them," and keep scrolling. Chances are we'll forget. It's part of the remembering is we do it. Remembering to pray for others ought to be a priority in our life. There are times, and right now there's several names that are in front of my keyboard that are there to remind me on a regular basis to pray for specific people. But there are also longer lists of people that I have that are made into lists so that I remember to pray. And as we go through life, God's design, His desire, we've talked about this already this week, is that we not forget the important things that we ought to be doing. I remember as you go back and you read the Israelites coming out of Egypt, out of slavery, and wandering throughout the wilderness and finally crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And God had given instruction for leaders from each tribe to take a boulder from the riverbed and to pile it up on the other side of the river. And he said, that's so that in future generations, when your grandchildren's grandchildren come by and they ask, "What is this pile of rocks doing here?" And you can say, "This is a reminder that God brought us across the river. God brought us into this land. God gave us a place to call home. You see, those reminders are important when it comes to praying for others. Because when we remember to pray for others, then it's more likely that we're remembering to give God the credit when He answers those prayers. But how often do we recognize and do we ask for someone to pray for us, and then whatever the situation is resolved, and we think, wow, that was lucky. Boy, it's about time that improved. Ah, look what a little hard work can do. You see, if we're not remembering to pray for others, we're generally giving ourselves the credit for good things that happen. And so the remembering to pray is not simply about praying. It's about recognizing God working through the prayers. It's about recognizing God answering those prayers. You see, God's desire is that we continually pray for one another. We pray for our friends. We pray for our family members. We pray for our church. We pray for those we love. We pray for our enemies. We pray for government leaders. The Bible continually gives us list after list of instructions of people that we ought to be praying for. But the easiest way to remember is to pray for all people at all times in all kinds of ways. We just keep on praying and never give up. You see, we remember to pray when prayer becomes a fabric of our life that cannot be separated from who we are. It's not about a showy pretense of words. It's about a communication with the living God. Sometimes those prayers may be audible as you're praying with someone. Sometimes those prayers may be from the heart as it's just you crying out to God. It's not about form. It's about relationship. It's about knowing God as the one who listens, as the one who hears, as the one who responds. And the more deliberate that we are about remembering to pray, the more likely we are to recognize the working of God in bringing about that which is needed. Here at Deer Run, we're engaged in praying and reminding people to pray for the needs that we have, specifically regarding our heating and cooling systems. Some huge needs. But you see, not only is it asking God to move in a way that we may not understand, that we may not have even envisioned, but the remembering to pray is a reminder that when it does take place, when it does happen, that God's the one that brought it about. You see, we can make pleas for people to help, and then we think they're the one that did it. But when we remember to pray, we remember also that God's the one working. He may be working through us. He may be working through strangers. He may be working through people that we know, but He's the one working. And remembering to pray is a reminder that God is in charge and that God loves us and that God responds in ways that are for our good and in ways that are always right. You see, God's desire is that we never forget that He is God. God's desire is that we never forget to give Him the credit for the good that He does. God's desire is that we would never forget the importance and the power of a praying person. You see, there are many things in life that we need help with. And there are many times that we have to ask others for help. But at the very top of our list, and any time that we find ourselves in need, there ought to be this reminder engraved on our forehead that simply says, remember to pray. But even more specifically, as we see others in need, sometimes our first question is, how can I help? And that's not a bad question. But I believe even before that, because what gives an answer to how we can help is that we ought to remember to pray. We pray for others. We do a great work. Because when we pray for others, we're opening ourselves up to God saying, you're part of the answer. And so when we remember to pray, we remember to listen. We remember to respond. We remember to represent Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us what we need in order to know how to communicate. And Father, the incredible part is you've given us your Spirit to interpret and to speak on our behalf when we don't even know how to pray. When we're confused on what words to use, when we're unsure of what to even ask for. You take our groanings and our innermost thoughts and you, through your Spirit, interpret them in a way that conveys what we can't. But Father, today I ask that you would help us to remember to pray for others with the words that we can use. When we're aware of the joys of their life, when we're aware of the sadness of their life, may we pray for them. And as we pray, may we be always in tune with what you would have us to do, how you would have us to help, how you would have us to encourage, how you would have us to correct, whatever is necessary. May it not just be prayers filled with words to take up time, but may it be prayers filled with listening to know you and to seek your help. So, Father, as we recognize, as we hear requests from people, may we actually pray. May we remember not just to pray at the moment that we hear the request, but may we remember and find ways to remind ourselves of the continual prayer that they need. Father, may our prayers for others be powerful and effective, not because we're so good, but because we've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. May we continue to live and walk in that righteousness that our prayers would not be hindered. May you forgive our sins. May we confess those to you. May we live in an agreement with the way that we ought to change and be transformed. Father, today, as we go about our day, may we remember to pray often. May we pray continually without ceasing. May we pray for everyone in all ways, at all times. Father, for our need here at Deer Run, I continue to pray that you would provide in ways that you get the honor, the glory, and the credit. May we have our eyes and ears opened to your response, whether it looks like what we expect or whether it doesn't. So God, today, as we pray, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.